CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
Winnipeg's home to some of the province's greatest historical buildings, from the oldest house in the city, Seven Oaks Museum, to the St. Boniface Museum that shares the life of Louis Riel, to the Delnevert Museum and Visitor Center, which is home to one of Manitoba's first premiers. The list goes on to more popular places like the Forks and Fort Garry Hotel. These buildings are attractions that tell the stories how our city and province came to be. But one building in the city made it to Canada's top 10 endangered places list for 2018, which is the former Carnegie Library and City Winnipeg Archives. The building, designed by Samuel Hooper, officially opened in 1905 and became the city's first fully functional public library, and for decades, the library had some of the highest circulation in Canada. In 1984, it was designated as a heritage site, and a decade later, it ceased its library services to become the home of Winnipeg's archives. In 2010, the building was closed for construction, and in June 2013, a relentless storm tore off the roof and damaged the records. Since then, the archives moved to another location, and to this day, the building stands vacant on William Avenue. The former library's future seems quite murky. To express your interest in preserving the building, email info@heritagewinnipeg.ca.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.